It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Well, last night, the contemporary music ensemble 8th Blackbird won their 4th Grammy. How about that, huh? Everyone's all, you know, all spotlight on Taylor Swift, but look at the ensemble 8th Blackbird, their 4th Grammy. The Chicago-based sextet is the current artist in residence at the MCA Chicago. You can go to the museum and watch them rehearse. They actually recorded their record there that they won the Grammy for. The MCA Artist in Residency is just one of the performances you can go see at the museum. And according to most critics, the MCA Chicago continues to be a gem, presenting fascinating and compelling theater and stage work for about 20 years. And the man behind that stage for 20 years, Peter Taub. Taub is the director of performance programs at the Museum of Contemporary Art Chicago. He's got next shows coming up called Speak Bitterness, a show where a group of performers confess to everything. 6-hour show, confess to everything. Sounds great. Peter Taub, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And do I say congratulations to you for the 8th Blackbird? I mean, it's kind of like that's your artist.
It's really exciting.
Right?
They're a gem, and I think they're recognized outside of Chicago more, perhaps, than they are here. And that's why they've chosen for this entire year to make all of their rehearsals public. They're rehearsing in the museum, and you can check the schedule, come by, chat with them, learn about what they're doing. And then along the way, there's lots of other discussions, workshops, and then, of course, concerts. And our next concert's coming up in late March.
When you talk about artists in residency, especially at the Museum of Contemporary Art, I don't think of an ensemble rehearsing as, you know, sort of the traditional fare. I mean, where do you come up with an idea where you say, okay, you know what's going to be an artist in residence? A band. And we're going to open up their space. And I just went on Sunday, you can see where their piano's at and their, you know, all the equipment is set up. I mean, that you can really watch the band rehearse.
Yeah. I mean, I think the museum is in a sense pushing against the historical conventions of what museums have been. Instead of it being a place where you go to quietly contemplate finished, you know, works of beauty, instead it's a balance of that and an experience of things that are being made in process before us. And in that sense, the museum is very much part of the evolving shape of contemporary life, part of the evolving shape of contemporary culture. So it makes sense for us to have artists in residence who are, in fact, right there in our midst, and where we, the audience, can interact with them.
It's a fascinating, I mean, go check it out. It's really cool. I think it's the second or third floor. It's really cool. Let's talk about the show coming up. And then we'll do that. Then we're going to take a break. And then I'm going to ask you about 20 years of doing this. It's amazing to think that I remember when you started, it was a big deal that you started here in Chicago. But I was looking back at some of the articles, and I found a Tribune article dated to 1996. My old friend Accio Bejas, who was introducing you to Chicago. It's amazing to think. But let's talk, before we do that, let's talk about the next show, Speak Bitterness. I kind of set it up, and at the beginning I was like, okay, it's a show where performers get on stage and they confess.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a competition to amongst themselves to confess to everything, to the entire catalog of all sins imaginable across the history of time. And some of them are modest or private, things like I looked in your diary, or I said I'd take the dogs out, but I didn't. Now, others are, you know, much grander. Corporate crimes, crimes against humanity, larceny, theft, things like this. And the setup is really very simple. It's 6 people, a long metal table, and they each take turns confessing. And it goes on and on and on over the course of 6 hours. And during that course of time, things that are serious become comical. Things that are comical become serious. And it's an incredible experience.
Talk about why you brought it in. I mean, what about this show and the people who were behind this show appealed to you?
Yeah, the group behind the show is called Forced Entertainment. They're from England, and they're probably the most influential experimental theater company in England. They've been working now for 30 years. And over time, they've made a huge range of different kinds of plays and performances, from things that are much more straightforward to things like this that are marathon events. And all of their marathon events play with this notion of time and how we experience time. They set out when they started in the mid 80s to make theater for a generation of people who had grown up with the television always on. And as such, they worked to create theater that pushes against the conventions or the normal ideas of what theater is and how we experience
it. Well, I mean, right away, the idea that the audience can come and go, or you can just pop in for a second and leave, you can come back, is different than the traditional theater where you got to be in your seat and you got to have the door shut, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. The audience can come and go. You can stay for as long as you like. And it, I think over the course of that longer-term event in the theater, it also pushes away the notions of how you're supposed to experience theater. They're quite eager to encourage people to feel like they're part of an event, in fact. And for the people who aren't going to be able to come to the MCA either because they're not able to, because they're scheduled or they live elsewhere, we're going to be live streaming the entire performance.
And this is Saturday. It's a one-time show. This isn't, I mean, this is one thing about a lot of shows at the MCA. It's just a weekend or it's one show and it's gone. This huge event or undertaking. But yeah, you're this is 6 hours on Saturday.
Right. 6 hours starting at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And the hashtag where people can even participate in a sense by adding their own confessions to a running stream of commentary. It's going to be FE for Forced Entertainment Speak Live. So you can also find that at the MCA's website, mcachicago.org.
Talking with Peter Taub. He's the Director of Performance Programs at the Museum of Contemporary Art Chicago. It's coming up on 20 years. This is his 20th year at the MCA. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about your career here. I want to know about what makes you tick, but also, you know, what goes through your mind when you're bringing these theatrical experiences to Chicago audiences. It's a download. Stay with us. Is a selection from 8th Blackbird's Grammy-winning record, Filament, which they won the Grammy for Best Chamber Music Small Ensemble Performance. This is from Filament, which was recorded at the MCA. Let's take a listen. Blackbird, four Grammys in their career. The Contemporary Music Ensemble won last night at the Grammys. Their record Filament was recorded at the MCA Chicago. Peter Taub is the Director of Performance Programs at the Museum of Contemporary Art Chicago. 8th Blackbird, artist in residence at the museum. Peter, as I mentioned before the break, you know, we were talking about the shows that come to the Museum of Contemporary Art on stage, their beautiful stage. It's been 20 years. I mean, take us back to 1996. Why did you take this job?
It was a brand new theater in a beautiful new building, and the program had yet to be developed. But I knew that the basic core of the MCA is really vital, and from its inception had always integrated live arts, the living body, the performing body, into the rest of the visual artwork that it was pursuing, that it was tracking. And the MCA really sees itself as you know, being part of contemporary culture, not just a place that you go to look at contemporary culture, but really being part of contemporary culture. And the culture that we live in is multifaceted. We live in a world where there is music and movement and art and
is there,
know,
was there
writing.
Any pushback? I don't know where the pushback would come from, in the artists or the audience or possibly people inside the building, about sort of categorizing that art is priority. It's a museum of contemporary art, and the stage work will be complimentary. It'll be on the side. Was there any pushback to the idea of the stage being such a presence at the MCA?
No, I think we really try to make it one organization and to integrate across all of the different platforms. And so our director, Madeline Grinstein, and our chief curator, Michael Darling, and I and others really work together to create an integrated program. And sometimes things are, specifically integrated. Like this past summer and fall, there was a fantastic project called Freedom Principle that looked at experimental black art and music. And so both in the exhibition galleries and on the stage, there were a lot of interrelated programs. And other times you have something like Eighth Blackbird, this music group that's actually occupying one of the galleries for an entire year and doing programs on the stage. So we really looked for opportunities to cross those platforms and to show how much of an interrelated world that we live in.
Let me ask you this. I mean, because you've been lauded for being focused on the local, which is great. I mean, to local performances, local artists, Eighth Blackbird being one of them, Chicago Sextet. But you also do a tremendous amount of work internationally. You know, the group that's coming in on Saturday is an experimental group from London. You just had in artists, I believe it was from Japan. That was the baseball piece.
God bless baseball.
Yeah, right. But talk about the balance that you have to go through to make sure that Chicago is represented when it comes to contemporary work on stage, and also to bring international flair and art to Chicagoans.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think that sense of balance is one of those ongoing quests, really. But for instance, the group from England, they're from Sheffield, England, which is a little bit of a second city, too. It's a gritty industrial city. They're forced entertainment. And rather than just bringing them for the one show, Speak Bitterness, we're bringing them for four different projects over the course of 2 weeks. And so we get to have a kind of deep dive. And because they are so influential internationally and have made such a difference in the world of experimental theater, and Chicago is such a strong theater town, we thought it would be great to have those multiple opportunities for people to experience their work. So in addition to that marathon event on Saturday, Speak Bitterness, we've got a play called The Notebook, which is a two-person play about twin boys. Then we've got a project that's actually at the Chicago Cultural Center that's called Institute of Failure. It's a project in which Chicago writers have written short essays to be performed by the members of Forced Entertainment. And that whole thing is put together by their artistic director, Tim Etchells from Forced Entertainment, and one of Chicago's really original writers, Matthew Gulish. And then the following weekend, the 25th, 26th, 27th of February, we're doing a project called Incomplete Works Tabletop Shakespeare. We're co-presenting it with Chicago Shakespeare Theater, and it's abridged versions of 12 different Shakespeare plays, four a night for 3 nights, each acted out with tabletop on a tabletop with household objects like salt and pepper shaker, ketchup bottle, vinegar bottle, things like this. And those are the characters, and individual members of the Forced Entertainment Ensemble tell each of those plays.
Is there anything that in your mind, Peter Tauber, you're like, come on, that's absurd? Is there a moment where you're like, all right, salt and pepper shakers doing Shakespeare, okay, that's even me. Come on, guys.
Yeah, and I think that's what's great about Forced Entertainment is that they take a very simple idea, totally original, and somehow make it work. And they play with that border of, is this theater? Is this storytelling? Is this, comedy? And they just draw us in that very original way.
You've made so many great shows have come through the MCA, but one of the things that it seems like you've really claimed or put a stake in the ground is that idea of pushing the boundaries of what theater is. I mean, I think of the I forgot the name of it, but the reading of Great Gatsby, mm-hmm. that was the huge play.
Yeah, Elevator repair service.
Yes. Yeah. But that is a great, I mean, that was a huge hit in New York that started here at the MCA. Right. But those kind of shows where they're longer than maybe an audience may be particularly familiar with. It pushes a little bit further than what maybe they know to be theater. I mean, is that fair of assessment of how you evaluate talent and shows that come through?
Yeah, we're really looking to artists to see what they're doing. And we, not everything we do is long in any way. We just had a show this past weekend that was, you know, just over an hour, and it was a
should blow everybody's mind into a 2-minute show. All right, thank you. Sit down. Okay, you can leave.
No, I think sometimes it's just a matter of finding things that are transformative, things that make a difference, that have something important to say, something that resonates with us in our daily lives. We're looking for, you know, original voices and innovative expressions, but people who have something to say that relates to us.
How do you think the Chicago audience has been to the MCA? When I flip it, and I mean, it's obviously you have a good subscription sort of people come out to the MCA, but, you know, getting past just the people who may already be in line with what the MCA is doing, how have you been with audiences that may just be standard theater goers or aren't used to contemporary art?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we do is co-present programs throughout the year. Maybe about 25 or 30% of the programs that we do are partnership programs with community partners. And some of them are sort of large annual things. Like we have an annual program that we do with Chicago Humanities Festival, or coming up right in early March is a program called Winning Works with three new works of dance with Joffrey. Other things that bring in audiences are the specific topic or the specific artist for each thing. So maybe a dance project, a theater art project, a music project. But it's really a matter of inviting people who want to be adventurous and experience something new, and something different in a beautiful setting.
Let me ask you a tough question just to end it. You know, our 20 years, which is great. Is there a time where you're just like enough contemporary art? I've done everything I can do. I need to move on. I mean, we're looking forward into the future. Where do you see yourself?
I think the terrain is shifting so dramatically, and it's really broad, and it's really exciting. So the platform of the MCA gives me, and I think by extension our broader cultural community, amazing opportunities to see things that people are making. And when I see what's being done here, as well as when I see what's being done around the country and across the Europe and Asia and South America, it's really very exciting. We have an ongoing series that focuses on contemporary theater from Latin America. South America right now happens to be particularly fertile ground for new theater, and a lot of the people who are making the biggest difference are people in their 30s and 40s who came of age as their governments changed from military rule to democratically elected states. And so the things that they're expressing are just so vital. And so for me, it's continuing to be exciting.
That's good to hear. Because if you would have answered that, I got to get out of this, I would have been it. I would have been upset. I would have been upset. The show Speak Bitterness is this Saturday, 4:00 at the MCA. Right there. What's the address of the MCA?
It's 220 East Chicago.
Right.
Chicago Avenue, Chicago. One block east of Michigan.
That's right. Peter Taub is the Director of Performance Programs at the Museum of Contemporary Art Chicago. Peter, thanks for coming in and talking tonight.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.